I rise this afternoon to speak on the return of the Maritime Festival to my constituency of Foyle, an event that has rightly become a jewel in the crown of our events calendar. The festival is of immense importance to our city. It brings tens of thousands of visitors to our historic quayside and injects vital revenue into our local hospitality, retail and tourism sectors. It showcases the very best of our warmth and civic pride to the world. It is precisely because this festival is such a positive and unifying showcase for our city that I must highlight my disappointment at the treatment from some quarters to the presence of the Royal Navy vessel gracing our shores. It is deeply regrettable that a vocal minority attempted to cast a shadow of negativity and intolerance over the event. This opposition is not just tiring, it is completely divorced from the actual history of Londonderry. We are a city built on maritime heritage. During the darkest days of the Second World War, our city was the vital nerve centre for the Battle of the Atlantic. At its peak, the Royal Navy base at HMS Ferret hosted tens of thousands of British and Allied servicemen serving as a shield against tyranny. Let us never forget that it was to the waters of the Foyle that the German U-boat fleet was ordered to sail to offer their historic surrender in May 1945. That pivotal moment in global history happened right on our doorstep, delivered by the courage and strategy of the Royal Navy and its allies. We are currently seeing fantastic development of the new Maritime Museum at Ebrington Square, a site steeped in naval and military history. I say to those who try to protest a visiting ship over the past few days, history cannot be rewritten to suit a narrow political agenda. The stones of Ebrington and the waters of the Foyle bear testament to our true past. True tolerance means respecting all aspects of our shared history, not trying to airbrush out the parts you find politically inconvenient. The Royal Navy is a vital part of who we are, where we come from, and what we have achieved on the global stage. I commend the organisers of the festival, I thank the crew of the visiting vessel for their service, and I urge everyone in this House to reject the petty intolerance that seeks to diminish a proud historic legacy. Thank you.